This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Iran fired more than a dozen ballistic missiles early today, targeting two Iraqi air bases that house U.S. troops, a move that came after Iranian leaders threatened to retaliate for the American drone airstrike that killed Qasem Soleimani. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, called the strikes a slap in the face to the United States and said what he called the corrupt presence of the U.S. in the region should come to an end. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said, quote, "We do not seek escalation or war, but will defend ourselves against any aggression." More from VOA senior White House correspondent Steve Herman.
What we know is that the Iranians target two U.S. bases with a number of missiles. All indications are that there were no casualties, no Iraqis at those bases in Iraq, or Americans have been killed or wounded, according to the latest information. But officials at the White House and Defense Department are cautioning that until it's daylight and they make a thorough assessment, we won't have a full indication of the extent of damage.
AP's Zaria Shackley reports on world reaction to the overnight missile attacks.
U.S. officials have said there are no immediate reports of U.S. casualties. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has condemned the Iranian missile strike and has urged Iran to refrain from further military action. China's foreign ministry is expressing concern about the spike in tensions in the Middle East and says it hopes matters can swiftly cool off. Germany has condemned the Iranian missile attack, and Defense Minister Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer said the government rejects this aggression in the sharpest possible terms. I'm Zaria Shackley.
President Trump is expected to address the situation with Iran on national TV, perhaps in a few hours from now. From Washington, this is VOA News.